In this bulletin, one of two people missing in the Northern Territory outback is found alive. The Reserve Bank of Australia holds the cash rate at a record low, 0.75%. And in men's cricket, Australia names its squad for the upcoming three-test series against New Zealand. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A second member of a group missing in the Northern Territory outback for 2 weeks has been found alive. 40-year-old Phu Tran was found by a pastoralist at a station south of Alice Springs and has been transferred to hospital for treatment. It comes after 52-year-old Tamara McBeath Riley was rescued on Sunday after surviving in the sweltering heat by drinking from a cattle watering hole. Police Superintendent Pauline Vickery says the search will now target the location Mr. Tran last saw the final member of the group, 46-year-old Claire Hockridge.
She was still fine when he left, but we obviously are now focusing our search to identify her, where she is, and we're, hopeful that she's still in that condition.
The trio were on an afternoon drive from Alice Springs on the 19th of November when their car became bogged in a riverbed. The Reserve Bank of Australia has held the cash rate at a record low of 0.75%. The decision will allow Christmas and New Year spending activity to filter through before the RBA's board considers the possibility of a cut to the 0.5% of its next meeting in February. Some economists have identified a case for a fourth cut in seven meetings as weak consumer spending and stagnant wages growth continues to impact on business investment, job numbers and inflation. The rate decision also comes on the eve of what is likely to be a lacklustre set of quarterly GDP figures, where annual growth is expected to rise to 1.7% from a decade low 1.4%. Labor is supporting calls for a royal commission into high suicide rates amongst Australian veterans. It follows opposition leader Anthony Albanese meeting with the mother of a Defence Force veteran who took his own life. Labor MP Luke Gosling is a former veteran and says a royal commission into deaths is well overdue. He says it's time the government steps up to ensure servicemen and women are supported even after they retire from duty.
For too long, people have felt like they haven't got a voice and there hasn't been enough action to address the many problems that our serving men and women have transitioning from defence back into society.
The federal government has claimed immunity in refusing to release further details of a phone call between Prime Minister Scott Morrison and New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller. The Senate asked for documents relating to the call in which Mr. Morrison sought details of a police investigation into Energy Minister Angus Taylor, setting a deadline of noon today. But government leader in the Senate, Matthias Cormann, says Mr. Morrison and Mr. Fuller have made public statements about the phone call, and if a transcript were available, it would be subject to public interest immunity. Labor's Senate leader Penny Wong says the refusal to release a transcript of the call shows the government lacks transparency.
This is a scandal that is engulfing the Minister for Energy and Emissions Reductions, but it goes right to the heart of the Morrison government. And it is a scandal which demonstrates yet again that this government under Mr. Morrison, they don't like scrutiny, they don't like transparency, and they certainly don't like accountability.
In cricket, batsman Cameron Bancroft has been left out of Australia's test squad for the looming three-test series against New Zealand. Australia will otherwise keep the same 14-man squad which beat Pakistan, with Bancroft's omission the only change. The test against New Zealand begins in Perth on the 12th of December, with the two other tests then played in Melbourne on Boxing Day and Sydney on the 3rd of January. Let's check out tomorrow's weather now. Hot and sunny in Perth, a top of 36. Cloud clearing in Adelaide, 23 degrees. 21 for Melbourne and mostly cloudy. A shower or two in Hobart, 16 degrees. Fine weather for Canberra, 23. Smoke haze continues in Wollongong, wind easing and 26. Much the same for Sydney, 29. The same for Newcastle, 31. Hot and sunny weather for Brisbane and 36. It's partly cloudy tomorrow in Cairns, 34. And much the same for Darwin, 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.